This is Akashvani, the news read by Neena Arakel. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar met U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Washington last night ahead of the critical minerals ministerial scheduled for today. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said a wide-ranging conversation that covered a bilateral cooperation agenda, regional and global issues. He also said facets of India-U.S. strategic partnership discussed included trade, energy, nuclear, defense, critical minerals and technology. Secretary Rubio and Minister Jaishankar welcomed the trade deal reached between President Trump and Prime Minister Modi. The two leaders emphasized the importance of their democracies working together to unlock new economic opportunities and advance our shared energy security goals. The 13th edition of the joint military exercise Khanjar between India and Kyrgyzstan will begin today at Misamari in Sonitpur district of Assam. It will further strengthen bilateral defense cooperation and deepen the enduring military partnership between the two nations. The exercise, which will continue till 17th of this month, aims to enhance interoperability between the special forces of both nations with a focus on joint operations in urban warfare and counter-terrorism scenarios under the United Nations mandate. BJP leader Yamnam Khemchand Singh has been unanimously elected as the BJP Legislative Party leader of Manipur. He was elected in the Legislative Party meeting held at the party headquarters in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, party's general secretary and central observer appointed for the election of Legislature Party leader in Manipur, Tarun Chugh, informed about his election. He also noted that the guidance and leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Mr. Singh's vast experience, unwavering commitment and strong leadership will further strengthen the party and help fulfill the aspirations of the people of the state. Union Home Affairs Minister will convene the fresh round of talks on demands of Ladakh in New Delhi today. It is being convened to discuss the draft proposals regarding the demands of Ladakh framed on the invitation of Home Affairs Ministry submitted by the leaders of Ladakh last year in November. Member of Parliament of Ladakh, Hanifa Jan, Kargil Chief Executive Councillor of Hill Council, Dr. Mohammad Jafar Akhun, and former Lok Sabha MP Thupstan Shevang led 14 representatives, 7 each from Apex Body, Leh and KDA Kargil, will participate in the talk. President Draupadi Murmu is visiting the Sri Jagannath Temple in Puri today as part of a 6-day tour of her home state, Odisha. She arrived in the pilgrim city last evening and stayed overnight to begin her religious engagements early this morning. Russia launched an overnight strike on Ukraine. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said Kremlin has broken a promise to stop such attacks, which they had agreed to a personal request from U.S. President Donald Trump to hold strikes temporarily on Kyiv because of the frigid temperatures. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky noted this happened just as the two countries were preparing for more talks on ending Moscow's 4-year-old invasion. The talks are scheduled for today and tomorrow in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates. The bombardment included hundreds of drones and a record 32 ballistic missiles, injuring at least 10 people. Zelensky said it specifically targeted a power grid. In the ICC Men's Under-19 ODI Cricket World Cup, India will take on Afghanistan in the second semi-final at the Harare Sports Club in Zimbabwe today. The match will begin at 1 p.m. Indian time. Ayush Mhatre, led Men in Blue, has remained unbeaten in the tournament so far. The winner of this match will play against England in the final on Friday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.